All right, everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Always ready to dig in.
Today, we're taking a look at this book, Her Name is Mum, by John Walker.
Interesting title.
Yeah, and the content's pretty interesting, too. We've got some excerpts here.
Okay.
And it looks like the author's using the mum flower, you know, the chrysanthemum.
Yeah.
As a way to explore ideas about, well, women.
I'm intrigued. How so?
Well, like, he connects the flower to a woman's strength and beauty, but it's deeper than just that.
Deeper how?
He's not just talking about looks. It's about, like, inner strength, grace, resilience, all those qualities.
Ah, so it's more about character than just, you know, outer beauty.
Exactly. And what's really cool is how he uses the way a mum blooms to kind of illustrate this point.
Okay, I'm listening. Tell me more about that.
So, like, think about how the petals of a mum unfold.
Okay, yeah.
He compares that to a woman who's gone through, say, some hard times, like maybe she lost her job or went through a tough divorce, you know, or just had to deal with some difficult family stuff.
Right. Life throws those curveballs.
Yeah. And Walker's saying that the struggle, like the late bloom of the mum, it can reveal a hidden strength.
I see. So it's like you don't fully appreciate the beauty of the flower or a woman's character until they've been through some challenges.
Right, exactly.
That's a really powerful analogy.
And get this, there's more in these excerpts about things like integrity, strength, and living with purpose.
Okay, yeah, those are definitely themes you see a lot, especially when people talk about like role models and stuff.
Exactly. And I think it's fascinating how Walker connects these qualities specifically to the mum.
Well, mums are pretty resilient, right? They bloom in the fall when most other flowers are, you know, already fading.
That's what I was thinking. Like, he's focusing on that, the ability to thrive when things get tough.
Yeah, and that's the kind of strength he seems to be highlighting, right? Not just outward success, but that inner fortitude, that grit that helps you get through tough times.
Oh, yeah, like that image of a woman standing tall, braving the frost like a mum because she's got this purpose driving her.
Exactly. That's what he's getting at with this living with purpose idea.
I see.
And he kind of weaves this idea throughout the book, suggesting that true beauty comes from living authentically and with purpose. Like finding your reason for being, that's what allows you to truly blossom.
Wow. So it's not just about looking at a pretty flower. It's about finding that beauty in a deeper way.
Yeah. And within yourself, too. He wants you to think about your own values and what drives you, what makes you bloom, so to speak.
So basically, he's asking, what would your mum flower look like?
Right. What qualities would it have?
Based on your own experiences and all that.
What a great thought to leave with our listeners, don't you think?
Totally. So after this deep dive into Her Name is Mum, maybe we can all look for those hidden strengths, not just in ourselves, but in the people around us, too.
And maybe even in unexpected places, like a simple flower. Sometimes those everyday things can teach us the most profound lessons.
That's a great point.
All right, everyone, that's a wrap for today's deep dive. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
See you then.